I'm confident that we can and we will defeat those who offer only death and destruction, and we will always remember, even as there are those who are trying to divide us, that we are stronger when we come together and work toward a better world together.
Stepped up security evident at U.S. airports in the wake of Istanbul.
In New York and Atlanta, police have visibly increased security at the airports. And here in L.A., airport police are now adding extra patrols to the international terminal. Some officers with long guns across their chests. Some travelers say they will now avoid visiting Turkey because of the attack. This man at LAX among them.
No, because I've been to Saudi Arabia. I've been to Dubai, mostly Middle East.
Flights from LAX to Turkey are taking off and landing normally. But there are extra police in the area. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Hosting a summit on his anti-cancer effort, Vice President Joe Biden threatened to pull federal funding for cancer studies that don't publicly disclose their results. He says the secrecy is stifling progress.
We need to be sure that research results are available as soon as they are published so the field can move forward. We have to generate, share, and integrate data with the ultimate goal of enhancing patient care.
Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway announced searchers recovered the bodies of two of three missing crew members from Tuesday's head-on collision between two freight trains near Panhandle, Texas. A third remains missing. A fourth is still hospitalized. Wall Street, the Dow closed up 285 points. The Nasdaq was an 87-point gainer. You're listening to ABC News.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-296-5514. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-296-5514, 800-296-5514.
A top U.S. diplomat doesn't think this country is doing enough about the refugee situation. U.N. Ambassador Samantha Power is calling on the U.S. to take in more Syrian refugees and to take a leading role in the global refugee crisis. Speaking at the Institute of Peace, the ambassador said states taking steps to bar refugees from settling there could lead to more terror attacks.
While we often overstate the security threats and economic costs of resettling more refugees, we routinely understate the likely consequences of failing to muster the global response that is needed.
You see it just about everywhere these days. Hand sanitizer. Do those things work? The Food and Drug Administration is taking a look.
As part of an effort by the FDA to go back over decades-old chemicals that never received federal reviews, the agency is now requesting more studies on hand sanitizers. The agency says it wants to see if they work as well as manufacturers say they do and if there are any health effects from them being absorbed into people's skin. The FDA says the requests do not mean they consider hand sanitizers ineffective or unsafe.
ABC's Mark Remillard. Ray Brent Marsh walked out of prison in Georgia today, a free man after serving 12 years. Back in 2002, Marsh was running a crematory northwest of Atlanta when more than 330 decaying corpses were found, stacked in outbuildings and scattered in nearby woods. Marsh's plans are not certain, but he earned master's and doctor's degrees in theology while in prison. This is ABC News.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-805-1055. That's 800-805-1055 for free information. 800-805-1055.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Let's take another check of the local satellite weather forecast here on KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. And the weather this hour, it's brought to you by KOALBargainBin.com. Today it is going to be partly cloudy outside. We'll see highs peak out around the lower 90s with a 30% chance of rain throughout the remainder of the afternoon. Tonight we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. After midnight, we'll see lows dip down around the lower 60s. A chance of precipitation is sitting at about 30%. Quick check again of the local satellite weather forecast brought to you by KOALBargainBin.com.
News Talk KOAL's Jordan Buscarini covers all the pros and lots more, like high school and college teams.
Straight away three ball. Good! Phillip Winston from the top of the key.
These are the sports that are closest to home. When you've got a guy like Jordan, you can cover it all. Drive Time Sports.
Here we go, here we go!
Weekdays from 4 to 5 on News Talk 103.9 FM, 7:50 AM, KOAL.
Sports Talk 7:50.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
There was a time in this country when sports were revered. But people today, their values were all out of whack.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! And the Lakers win the game!
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Final!
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat your children. Praise be to Allah.
For the third consecutive summer, LeBron James will once again be a free agent. Welcome to another edition of Drive Time Sports here on KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. As always, happy to be along with you on the afternoon drive. And that was the big news that broke late last night. LeBron James opting out of his contract. He will once again be a free agent for the third consecutive summer. He had until midnight tonight to pick up that option, which would have paid him $24 million next season. He's been a free agent, like I said, the past 3 years, electing each time to sign a two-year deal. And this is why I think Kevin Durant is going to sign a two-year deal with OKC. LeBron continues to add pressure to Cleveland to make sure that they stay elite, to make sure that Griffin and Dan Gilbert continue to add pieces to keep them in championship contention. Like, free agency, and you could go over the history of free agency. A lot of people have the opinion that it's bad for sports. You go all the way back to when free agency began. This is why we have free agency. It gives players an opportunity to hold some sort of leverage over the current team that they play for. And that's exactly what LeBron James is doing. He's not going anywhere this time. I didn't think he was going to leave Miami. I did think he would leave Cleveland the first time. I did not believe he was going to leave Miami this last time. Maybe he pulls a shocker. Highly unlikely. I think the bigger question is, will LeBron sign a one-year deal or will he sign a multi-year deal? He was scheduled to make $24 million next year. I believe he can make $27 million. And the salary cap is poised to jump dramatically in 2017 and 2018 because of a $24 billion TV deal. I think LeBron may just opt for another short-term deal and seek maximum money next summer. So his decision to go year to year, again, it's allowed him to maintain this flexibility. Kevin Durant will follow suit. Kevin Durant will sign a one-year contract. I don't believe Kevin Durant's going to sign long-term. Now, the other question involves LeBron's former teammate, Dwayne Wade. This one's a little bit of a shocker. Dwayne Wade and the Heat have apparently tabled their negotiations for a contract extension for Wade. Remember last year, Miami gave Dwayne Wade just a one-year deal. It was like a one-year, $20 million deal. And Dwayne Wade, his representatives have made it known to multiple teams over the past few days that he will be on the market. Some teams are still a bit skeptical, wondering if Wade would really leave Miami. He's played 13 years there. And remember, it was a big topic last year as well. I don't think this means Dwayne Wade is leaving Miami. I'd be very shocked to see him wear another uniform. maybe he gets what he wants somewhere else, though. He's 34 years old. Considering the health problems that Wade has had, it would make a lot of sense for Wade to cash in and fight for that for the biggest contract that he could possibly get. And looking at where Miami is sitting right now, as far as cap number wise, they have around $40 million in space, but they have 9 free agents. And that includes Dwayne Wade, Hassan Whiteside, and Luol Deng. One of 6 teams to have a meeting with Kevin Durant, and they're going to pursue him hard, which I don't believe Kevin Durant considers Miami. But they also have to manage Chris Bosh and his status going into next season as well. His season was cut short for the second year because of health concerns stemming from a blood clot issue. I'll say this, if you're a Miami Heat fan, rest easy, because you have Pat Riley. And there's 5 GMs, and that's 5 out of 30 teams, that I truly have 100% faith in, and Pat Riley is one of them. The guy continues to do wonders with this team each year. They lost the best player in the world 2 years ago, and already that team was one of the top 4 teams in the Eastern Conference. Pat Riley will figure it out, don't worry. Speaking of Kevin Durant, and again, the free agency talk is going to really bolster the national sports media for the next couple of weeks. Kevin Durant will meet with the Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow. NBA rules say that no team, not even OKC, can discuss a contract with Kevin Durant or any free agent before 12:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. Discussions with his current team are more likely to be focused on team direction. I still believe Oklahoma City is the front runner. I think Golden State is lurking, but I've always felt this way, and this is also to the people that I've talked to, that Russell Westbrook is more likely to leave OKC than Kevin Durant. That's always been my thought. And as far as the 6 teams that have locked down meetings with Kevin Durant, really I think only 3 are a strong possibility. That's OKC, who right now is the overwhelming favorite. Then I think you got Golden State, and you got San Antonio. I don't think he goes to the East. I don't consider the Clippers to be a legitimate threat. I think San Antonio is a distant third. Golden State, yeah, they're second. I think there's quite a bit of space between them and OKC still at this point. Tim Duncan is going to pick up his $5.6 million option. The Spurs were notified by that. That's the opt-in clause that he has on that contract, but he's still undecided on if he's going to return for his 20th season in the NBA. That's what ESPN has reported. That story was actually first reported by The Vertical. When asked about the future following that season-ending loss to OKC, he said that he just needed to get away, figure some things out. He's 40 years old. Huge drop in productivity this last season. Only averaged 8 points, 7 boards, played 61 games. Only scored 5 points, grabbed 4 boards in 10 playoff games. So it may be time for Tim Duncan. I would not be completely shocked if he comes back one more year. The Spurs could shave about $4 million off of next season's payroll if they waive Boris Diaw by tomorrow's deadline. But apparently that's not going to happen. They intend to keep Boris Diaw, probably as a safety net for Tim Duncan. Excuse me. Pau Gasol is going to hit the market. We talked about that yesterday. And I do believe that San Antonio will make an honest, logical run at Pau Gasol. And I think they may try to grab Mike Conley as well. I think this team's going to be very active during free agency. If Tim Duncan was to retire, this team would be fine, because they will grab Pau Gasol. They're the odds-on favorite to grab Pau Gasol at this particular moment. So there's a lot of big names with free agency that we're going to be talking about over the next couple of days. That's the primer right now, though. As we get set for free agency, players will start talking with teams tomorrow night. Obviously, those on the West Coast will have a little bit of a head start on those on the East Coast. Let's take a look at where we're sitting right now as far as the Major League Baseball scoreboard, because there was a lot of day baseball today. Detroit knocking off Miami earlier today by a final score of 10-3. We had the Cubs all over the Reds 9-2. Kyle Hendricks gets the win for the Cubbies in that one. And then we had Tampa Bay blanking the Boston Red Sox 4-0. Matt Moore gets the win. David Price charged with the loss in that one. Plenty of day baseball still going on right now. We have Toronto and Colorado. the Blue Jays all over the Rockies, 4-1, that one right now in the eighth inning. In the seventh inning, Houston currently leads the Angels, scoring that one is 7-3. Baltimore with a 7-3 lead over San Diego in the seventh inning. And at the bottom of the seventh, Philly and Arizona, both teams tied 4-4. Still to come tonight, 5 o'clock on ESPN2, we get New York, the Mets, on the road to take on the Nationals. The Yankees will play host to Texas. Atlanta will welcome in Cleveland. All of those games in the 5 o'clock hour. 6 o'clock, it's Minnesota at Chicago. The Dodgers at Milwaukee. Kansas City will be at St. Louis. Edison Volquez going up against Carlos Martinez in that game on the hill. San Francisco will be at Oakland. And then the nightcap at 8:10. It's Pittsburgh and Seattle. Quick rundown of what's happening in the national sports scene. Today we'll have plenty of local sports. We're going to give you a quick update on that coming up here in just a moment. Also, we're going to talk to Coach Vando of the USU Eastern basketball squad. He's on his way to the Olympics. He's going to go to Rio. He'll be working with the women's Australian basketball team. He'll give us the rundown on that, and we'll talk more NBA free agency. That's what's in store on this Wednesday edition of Drive Time Sports. We're back in just a moment.
The criminal justice program at USU Eastern is one of the most popular programs on the campus. The criminal justice field offers a wide variety of job options with this degree, not just in law enforcement and corrections, but also careers in the court system and attorneys or at their law offices. Their classes are generally smaller and they have the lowest tuition rates in the state. There is also financial aid available for those that qualify. For more information on the criminal justice program at USU Eastern, contact Scott Henry at 435-613-5135.
You've worked and cooked all week long. Insist that your other half takes you to the Cowboy Kitchen in Wellington for the Saturday night special. This is Ty at the Cowboy Kitchen. Each Saturday, we offer a different five-course meal consisting of appetizer, soup, salad, entree, and dessert for only $24.25. Want a night out in the middle of the week? Every Wednesday, I create a unique pasta dish complete with soup, salad, and bread for only $14.95. At the Cowboy's Kitchen, we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. We open at 7 a.m. and close at 10 p.m., close at 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday.
Reporting from the KOAL 103.9 FM Newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini with a look at local sports. Utah State University Eastern announced Tuesday that Daniel Jensen would be the new head volleyball coach to lead the Eagle program this fall. Jensen will take over the program from Brittany Lee, who resigned earlier this year to move with her husband, who took a new job outside of Price. Jensen, a former coach at Carbon High School, took this past year off, and her love of the sport and the opportunity to coach at the collegiate level is what got her back into coaching volleyball. Jensen said, quote, "I love coaching. It's just a passion that I have, being able to interact with the kids and the intensity on the court and the winning, even the losing, because you learn so much." Before taking a year off due to the birth of her fourth child, Jensen again was the head coach of the Carbon High School program for 3 years. She also previously was the head coach at Canyon View High School in Cedar City. Jensen, a Price native, played basketball and volleyball for Carbon High School with both USU Eastern women basketball coaches, Chelsea Warburton and Morgan Nelson. She is married with four children and currently resides in Price. She'll take over an Eagles volleyball program that went 12-16 last season with a 3-9 record in the Scenic West Athletic Conference. As we reach the final few days of the month of June, high school football's offseason is just heating up. Entering his first season as head coach of the Emory Spartan football program, Coach John Famalo took his team to their first ever 7-on-7 camp, which was in Manti this past Saturday. Coach Famalo was a guest yesterday on KOAL's Drive Time Sports, and he talked about the experience his team received at the camp.
Never taken them to a 7-on-7 camp, and so, you know, it's the first time we went over there in Manti, and it was a good experience for our kids. A lot of it just a competitive atmosphere, and not that they haven't been in it before, but it's a little bit different 7-on-7 versus putting on the pads, and kind of had to explain them, you know, the difference of that, but the intensity and the level of play that needed to be played at those, it, you know, was good for our kids to experience that. And defensively, again, changing some things, so it helped our kids kind of at least get a feel of what we're trying to do, and, you know, hopefully we can iron out some things and we can only get better from there.
Famalo was awarded the head coaching position this past spring after the departure of longtime head coach Jim Jones. While Famalo plans to keep many of the X's and O's in place from Jim Jones, he did talk a little bit about the differences in offseason workouts.
Really, for me, I'm putting a lot of accountability on our seniors. I'm kind of helping them step forward a little bit, take a little bit of leadership and accountability for not only themselves, but, you know, the players below them. You know, we're trying to build a little bit of a tradition and those kind of things that I guess we try to change. Not that it hasn't been in the past, but, you know, that's really, I've tried to emphasize that. But my seniors, you know, for the kids that are going to lead us into the battlefield, you know, they're going to need to take charge.
The Spartans are just a couple of weeks away from getting into pads and preparing for the upcoming season. Famalo continued by talking about the upcoming summer workouts and what's next for the team.
We've got a few more weeks of summer camp. We'll be in the moratorium next week. Following that, we do have a millet camp, a padded camp on the 18th, 18th to the 23rd. Practice start on the 1st. And, you know, we'd like to invite any kids listening that want to come and participate with us, come out and, you know, have a good time. We'll practice 3 days a week on Mondays and Fridays, Tuesdays and Fridays at 7 a.m. And then we're doing kind of some Pascal-y stuff on Wednesdays at 8 at night. So
stay tuned to Castle Country Radio. We'll have more on the Emory Spartan football team as we continue to move through the summer months and prepare for the season opener on August 19th against Summit Academy. And finally, today on KOAL's Drive Time Sports, we'll be joined by USU Eastern basketball coach Aljama Pacelli. Coach Vando, as he is known around the community, will be traveling to Rio for the 2016 Olympics, where he will work as a translator for the Australian women's basketball team. Coach Vando will join us to talk about what he expects this experience to bring, and also about the offseason for his basketball program and some of the recruits the school has brought in. Again, that'll be today on KOAL's Drive Time Sports beginning at 4 p.m. You can find more news, sports, and community events at CastleCountryRadio.com. Reporting, I'm Jordan Buscarini.
Dr. Kyle Jeffrey and his staff at Advanced Surgical Associates would like to invite all community members and their families to dine with a doc Thursday, July 7th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Castledale Senior Center. Dr. Jeffrey is a general surgeon who will now be seeing patients at Emory Medical Center twice a month and would like you to meet him and his staff for a night filled with free food, socializing, and fun. Please RSVP to Angie at 637-4800, extension 4009.
Fawcett Mortuary asks, how do you want to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a loving husband and father.
I want to be remembered as somebody who made a difference in this world.
I'd like to be remembered as somebody who treated people with love and respect.
I'd like to be remembered as a man with integrity.
It's your story to tell. What will be said about you? Call us today in Price at 637-1181. Or in Castledale at 381-2551 to learn more about the many benefits of advanced funeral planning.
Hi, this is Colonel David Smith, commander of the Air Force Reserve 419 Fighter Wing at Hill Air Force Base in Utah. Military experience can add greatly to your life and provide many adventures. There are many exciting part-time jobs in the Air Force Reserve which will allow you to advance your civilian career or continue your education while you receive excellent training and other benefits. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or call 800-257-1212.
This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve and aired by the Utah Association of Broadcasters and this station.
What you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Time for another edition of the Coach's Corner. And with the Olympics right around the corner, we actually have somebody here locally that's going to be making the journey to Rio and will actually have a hand in the Olympics. He's USU Eastern basketball coach Aljama Pacelli, also known as Coach Vando, and he's joining us in the studio right now to talk a little bit about Rio and, of course, his basketball program, which is entering a fresh season with only one returning player from last year's squad. Coach, as always, we appreciate you taking out the time to come in today. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for having me over here. And like I said, I was, missing, talking to you.
Well, man, we miss talking to you too, Coach, and I'm glad we're going to get to talk to you for at least another year. I know there was some doubt on if you'd be able to return because of your working visa and your green card, but you've been approved for at least one more year, so we can expect to see you back on the bench.
Yes, I will. At least for one more year, I'll be back, and I'm very excited for that. Like I said, I love, the USU Eastern. I love the community. I love to be here, and I'm very happy. I really, thankful, for the administration who could, work and approve that I could, come back for one more year.
Now, we say for at least one more year, you want to be here for the foreseeable future. That's the plan still.
Yes, you know, that's, you know, until if I got the green card in that time, you know, period, I would like to be here, you know, for good, you know, at least. I'm the type of coach that wants to be in a place for the long term, not just using it as a step stone and go, you know, jumping in over and over, you know, going to, a, you know, school in a school. I like it, you know, here. I think, you know, we are, I think, you know, we're going to do a lot of good things. You know, our team for from next year, I'm just going to bring one guy back, and then we're going to remodeling and rebuilding, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, there's a lot to get excited about. I mean, really, we've talked about a lot of stuff that's gone on this offseason. First off, the deal with Under Armour, which I think is huge for the school, especially from a recruiting standpoint. Coach Scott Fields is now your main assistant, so it's you and Coach Fields on the bench. He's a terrific basketball mind. We've had him on the show several times. And then you're back for another year, so a lot of uncertainty has been cleared up, and you guys have 14 guys already on the roster.
Yes, we already have signed, you know, 14 guys. And the last one, the 15, you know, he have his letter of intent in his hand. So I think he's going to, me and Scott, we're pretty sure that he's going to sign with us. That's a kid from Minnesota, great kid. You know, he's like a big wing, 6'5", very athletic, really, really good kid, good character. And I think, you know, if we sign him and we're done recruiting and we have our team already.
One guy that I think people will definitely recognize just by the name is Cam Bailey, Thurl Bailey's nephew. You guys have brought him a transfer from Dixie.
Yes, he's a really good, you know, add to our program. He was at Dixie. But, you know, a year before when he came back from his mission, he came in working out with me. That time he almost, you know, signed with us, but he decided to go to Dixie. But now, you know, we talked to him again, you know, And he's really, you know, very excited to come in over here and be a part of you know, this new team that we put into together.
How many other guys individually do you have that when you signed in, you were extremely happy, extremely thrilled? How many game changers are on this team, at least in your mind, in the early going?
I think we have really, like maybe three or four really, really good guys that I said, man, you know, these guys are very, very talented. But the most important, Jordan, like we, you know, when we sign kids for this year, we want, you know, good kids, good character, good students, good guys who's going to represent, you know, the USU Eastern on and off the court. That's the most important for us. You know, I decided to go internationally. And we're going to have seven guys from all over the world. And then, you know, the rest of the guys, we're going to have returning missionaries and kids from Utah. I think that's a new way that we're going. And I think, you know, like going to be real, real good to USU to have, you know, good characters on our team.
Last year was frustrating.
Very frustrating.
On multiple levels.
Yes.
To get a clean slate and have somebody like Coach Fields on your bench, how do you feel right now going into July compared to last year going into July?
Oh my gosh, I'm so like distressed right now. So, and besides that, you know, it's like you see, you know, usually we still recruiting when the school starts, and then you never know what you're gonna get. But this year, you know, I decided and talked to Scott, and I said, you know, let's, if we have an opportunity to sign some really good talent and good characters as soon as we can, let's do it. Because, you know, now I can leave to Brazil and work at the Olympics. You know, I, you know, with say, hey, you know, I have a team already. I know what I'm gonna do. What kind of, you know, type of players that we're going to have, what we're going to do for next year. That's much, much better than you still recruiting when the school starts.
Definitely, definitely. Our guest right now is Coach Vando with the USU Eastern basketball squad. Now, Coach, we can step away from the JUCO level here for a second. It's no secret you're going to be taking off for a little while. You're actually going to go to Rio. You're going to be involved with the Olympics on the women's side of the basketball court with Australia.
Yes, I'm going to be the liaison for them. You know, the Australian national team is one of the the favorites to make, you know, the championship game against U.S. So they're a really, really good program. They're being really good, and they have some girls who played in WNBA. The most famous, you know, but I think she's not going to be there, Lauren Jackson, who plays for Seattle Storm. But, you know, they're considered, besides the U.S., Spain and Australia, that's the two teams who should, you know, make the finals against U.S. I'm very excited. I know the assistant coach for the men's team from Australia. And he said, you know, the girls are—they're coming with a really, really good team. And I think the biggest name that everybody knows—I think it's that big girl, 6'8", Cambridge, who I think dunked in the last Olympics. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited to be around, you know, not just on the, you know, with the Australian national team, but, you know, I'm going to have the opportunity to talk with all these coaches, you know, men and women on, you know, sides, and, you know, try to have a, you know, a relationship and grow my network. I'm very excited.
And, you know, on top of all that, you got to go home.
Exactly. So I'm going to go home first, and I'm still working over there. I'm going to, you know, participate in some basketball clinics, and I'm going to still recruiting for us for, you know, then the next season. And of course, and then go to Rio, go to the beach, and be over there, you know, and be involved, you know, with all this, you know, event, biggest event. And this is the first time the Olympics come to the South America. It's either very, I'm very proud to my country, you know, hold that kind of competition.
You know, they say that the single greatest honor an athlete can ever achieve is walking into the opening ceremonies representing his country. From a broadcaster standpoint, from a coach's standpoint, you're going to the ultimate athletic event, and you have a hand in it. That's what's so neat.
Yeah, that's nice, because, you know, I'm going to be on the court with the, you know, the Australian team. I'm going to be sitting on the bench with them, and I'm going to go to the practice. And but the other thing I'm looking for, to be honest with you, I want to watch Usain Bolt, you know, run over there, you know, because he said after Rio he's going to retire.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I want to see the fastest man on earth, you know. I hope that he won, you know, win, you know, the gold medal. I'm looking forward to watch that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Usain Bolt, because that's the fastest athlete we've ever seen. I mean, I've always wondered, if we put Usain Bolt in a match race with Michael Johnson, I'm sure you remember Michael Johnson.
Great Michael Johnson.
How would he push Usain Bolt? I don't know that there's much comparison. I mean, the more I watch Bolt, he's been at such a high level for so long, and you get to witness one of his last races.
Well, and then, like, I learned to admire that guy. Do you remember when I went to Jamaica a few years ago to recruit over there?
Mm-hmm.
And George, I saw, you know, the facility that he practiced over there. And man, you know, I bet, wow, these facilities are horrible. He runs on the, you know, grass and all that stuff. You know, the facilities are horrible. And I learned to respect, because, you know, he said, man, you know, this man, you know, come from nothing and practice on this facility over here, and he beat everybody in the world. And I said, man, these guys, you know, he is very talented. And one thing that I like it on him, he's very humble too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is very humble. And like I said, you know, I grew up watching, you know, the 100 meters, and I see all the American, you know, runners that, you know, very famous through all these years. And suddenly a Jamaican guy, you know, step up and compete with, you know, against, you know, these American runners. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And like I said, I wanna see, you know, him, if he can, you know, win over there and grab the gold. It's going to be, you know, I'm going to be part of history.
Right. Right. Well, Coach, I'm so excited for you to get to go to Rio and be a part of the Olympics. When you come back, you got to make sure you come in and tell us your stories.
Oh, I will. I will, for sure.
Okay.
I will. And I'm looking forward, you know, to watch, the U.S. team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that, you know, a lot of guys say no because, you know, they're injured, or they have, you know, they hurt, or they don't want to go. But, man, you know, the U.S., for me personally, they're going to win the gold for sure.
Yeah.
And they have a, you know, a new group of talent guys that we're going to take, you know, this gold, you know, back home over here for sure. They're young talent.
Yeah.
They can still play for the next two or three Olympics. And one thing, you know, like Carmelo, we're going to make history because he's going to be the first man, you know, to win three consecutive, you know, gold medals for U.S. That's the thing that I like, you know, see the history goes by in front of your eyes. That's awesome.
Yeah, they should definitely win gold. Anytime you have a DeMarcus Cousins who's your fifth or sixth best player on the team, you're pretty deep.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Coach, it's always so much fun to talk with you. Thank you again. I know you're heading out Friday, so please be safe, and I look forward to talking with you when you get back.
Well, thank you, you know, for everything that you've been done, you know, to our program. Thank you for all the opportunities that you've given to us, all, and to me and my assistants over here. I really appreciate that. I'm looking forward for next year that I'm going to have fun. And for sure, I hope that, you know, I'm coming back with good stories and we can laugh together all over here.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Coach Vando with the USU Eastern Eagle basketball squad. Again, talking about making the journey to Rio for the Olympics, and also his basketball team. Players will be reporting here in about a month. A lot to get excited about as far as the JUCO sports scene goes. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move talk NBA free agency. We'll bring in another guest when we return here on Drive Time Sports. KOAL 103.9 FM and 750 AM.
Do your employees get frustrated waiting for their computers to load? Does it take forever to upload photo or video files to your website? Emory Telecom's Extreme Internet is a surefire way to increase your employees' happiness, as well as your customers. Emory Telecom has internet at just the right speeds for business with three employees or max speeds for larger businesses. Ethernet connections are available for businesses with multiple locations. Don't let your slow internet cause your workforce to become unproductive or unprofitable. Call for Extreme Internet from Emory Telecom today, 613-9605.
It's time to invest in your drive. Hi, this is Jesse Nilsen, owner of Gin Auto in Huntington. Quality is what drives our dealership, so our goal is to make a lifetime customer with every vehicle sold. Drive to Gin Auto for peace of mind in your investment. At Gin Auto, you will find the quality pre-owned vehicle still under warranty while saving thousands compared to brand new. Call our dedicated sales team at 687-AUTO or check our current inventory at ginautosales.com. Gin Auto, providing a quality drive for our lifetime customers.
The temperatures are heating up, and nothing goes better with hot summer days than ice cream from KFC and A&W. Take the kids down to KFC and A&W, and they can choose an ice cream cone, root beer freeze, or a polar swirl. And you can get a mug of ice-cold root beer for you. You'll be a hit when you show up at the family picnic with a gallon of KFC and A&W's famous homemade root beer. Or just take the family out to dinner at KFC and A&W for the best burgers in town. Summer is the best time to get to KFC and A&W.
PZ Printing is a local expert source for anything your business needs printed. Hi, I'm Barbie Heck, Carbon & Emery sales rep for PZ Printing. Do you use promotional items for your business, like pens, notepads, water bottles, t-shirts, or coffee mugs? Do you need personalized holiday gifts? Or how about quality prints or promotional items for a political campaign? At PZ Printing, we've been delivering the power and value of print to our clients for over 53 years. Call me, Barbie Heck, for a free consultation today at 650-0954.
The annual Greek Festival is July 8th and 9th. Two full days of nonstop food, fun, and entertainment. You'll love your old favorites like the pastry shops, games, gift shop, and Greek dancers. Stopping at a quick prepared lunch Friday from 11 to 2. Friday night, enjoy dancing starting at 7:30 with the Christokos Man. Don't miss the 5K run Saturday morning. Get $5 off delicious Greek food. On Saturday night, a gyro or souvlaki plate will be available. It's everyone's favorite festival, the Greek Festival, July 8th and 9th at the Greek Orthodox Church. Don't forget. Yes, they accept Visa and MasterCard.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Joe Wade Formicola, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Hero name, no gimmicks.
On 750 AM, KOAL.
So I came to the grave. Hero name, no gimmicks.
Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 103.9 FM and 750 AM. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. And we're going to talk NBA basketball here for a moment. Now that the dust has kind of settled from the draft, we move into free agency talk. I mean, that's going to be big here over the next little while. And again, players can begin to negotiate with teams on July 1st. And then after that, we have the signings going July 8th. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that, we have Jameson Welsh from BelieveTheHypeNBA.com. Jameson, as always, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Oh, not a problem, Jordan. Thanks for always having me. I definitely appreciate it.
There was an interesting story that leaked. I don't really put too much into it. It was a couple of days ago. Hassan Whiteside apparently direct messaged a female on Twitter saying that he plans to move to L.A., and that sparked a big debate, and I think it put a lot of fear in Miami Heat fans that, hey, they may just lose their centerpiece down low. I don't tag anything with the Twitter story, Jameson. I don't have a whole lot of belief in it, and I saw the Twitter post. To me, it looks a lot like it was photoshopped, but I think the Heat legitimately have something to worry about regarding Hassan Whiteside leaving town.
Oh, they definitely do, even though before the post, I thought, you know, the chances of him going elsewhere, I thought the chances were, you know, they were deeper than usual, because, you know, he's a guy that, even though Miami's a really good situation, structure-wise, he's a guy that seems like he wants to be maybe the face of the team. Maybe the overall face, not just one of the faces. He seems like a guy personality-wise. I actually had a chance to interview him back in April. He seems like a guy that kind of wants to do his own thing. And that could be a good thing or a bad thing, because when you're the guy, when you're the face, you get that max deal, there's expectations that follow suit. We are on the minimum deal. You know, we are on that vet, I think it was 5 or 6 year vet minimum deal. The expectations are a lot different. You can have a lot of 8.2 rebound games and fly under the radar. You make $100 million, you have an 8.2 rebound game and 2 block game, you're going to have problems. So I think he's the most curious case out of all the free agents out there. He's the most intriguing case out there, in my opinion.
Well, I agree with that. And a team that is very interested in him is definitely the Lakers, and they need some help down low badly. Their front court, especially defensively, has been awful over the last couple of years. For being a team that has swung and missed on some important free agents over the last couple of years, doesn't it make sense for them to finally take a risk on somebody like Hassan Whiteside?
Yes, actually, I would prefer them to stay away from Kevin Durant. You're not even getting a meeting with him. Don't even go into that. Let other teams figure that out. Let other teams worry about that. My thing is this, when it comes down to this situation, you need to get guys that are going to help you win right away that are realistic. My thing is on Thursday night, at 9:01 Pacific Standard Time, you need to be meeting with Hassan Whiteside and make him the focal point of your free agent list. That's the guy they need to go after hard. Now, he's a guy I worry about because he's a boom or bust guy. He's a guy that either is going to become an all-star for years to come, or it's just going to be another guy. I think you still have to take that chance, especially with the cap going up and the way centers are in this league. There's not a whole lot of good centers, so if you're able to get a guy like that, you're in good shape. My thing is this. My whole thing is, when it comes to Hassan Whiteside, I would personally prefer to get him and make him the priority, make him feel wanted, make him feel special. He's a guy that, remember, he's been in the D-League, been in the overseas, all that stuff. Make him feel like a marquee free agent to the point where he's your number one guy. Don't go after Durant. Don't go after Horford or Harrison Barnes, anybody like that. Make your number one priority if you're the Lakers to get Hassan Whiteside, because if you get him, you got action. You know, you have action to become a solid team. You have a lot of young players. He can become the guy to solidify that on the back end. You have something going forward. You have a core now. If you don't get him, you're in trouble.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think he's one of the more sought-after free agents. As far as other bigs go, Al Horford is another name that is going to draw a lot of serious attention. I don't necessarily like that fit in L.A. I think he'll fit more along the lines of a team like Miami, for instance. I think if Miami misses out on Hassan Whiteside, they should make a serious push for a guy like Al Horford. Several teams that are very close to contending, specifically in the Eastern Conference, I think are going to make a run at Horford.
Oh, everyone's going to make a run at Horford. He's 30 years old. He's a hell of a player, multiple-time All-Star, good guy in the locker room, very skilled guy. He's a guy that can put your team particularly over the top. Don't be surprised, as crazy as this sounds, don't be surprised if the Golden State Warriors make a run at him. They're a team that, you know, they've had center issues with health issues and whatnot, if guys stay healthy. If they don't get Kevin Durant, don't be surprised if they, you know, let Bogut go you know, trade him away and maybe attach a draft pick to his contract, let him go, and then try to swoop in on Horford. They have the money to do so if need be. So that's something to keep an eye on. Don't know what's going to happen, but they're going to be in the mix as well. They saw how crucial that center position is when their centers weren't playing quite well. You know, once Brooks went down, even before he went down, he wasn't playing the best basketball either. But after he went down, their lack of bench, their lack of depth of that position was really poor. So they're going to be in the mix as well. So don't be surprised. I mean, there's also a lot of guys, a lot of veterans, they've made a lot of money. A guy like Horford's had two big contracts already. Don't be surprised if guys take a little bit less money to go play for a team like the Warriors or the Spurs.
Again, our guest right now is Jameson Welsh from LiveTheHypeNBA.com and also from the Triple Threat podcast. Jameson, you mentioned the Golden State Warriors and how they should go after Al Horford and how they may go after Horford. I'm still of the mindset that they have a very realistic chance of landing Kevin Durant. I think it's option B at this point. I think option A is Kevin Durant signing a 2-year deal in Oklahoma City with a 1-year opt-out clause. Option number two is to go to Golden State. And I know a lot of people believe that there would have to be a lot of moving parts and sign and trades in order for this to be realistic. It's not that far-fetched, and if Golden State can't agree to terms with Kevin Durant, they could make this happen relatively soon and easy.
Oh, they can make it very easy. I'll tell you, Jordan, you're a smart guy. You know how these things work. I'll tell you one thing that can happen immediately. Golden State calls Lakers and say, hey, you guys have cap room. We'll give you two future first-rounders. You take Bogut and Iguodala right now. And that will say that trade would happen tomorrow. Like, if that were to happen tomorrow. And that's just how it goes. That's just how it works. I mean, that's just how things go down in this league. If it were to happen, if you have a chance to get Kevin Durant, that's what happened. Remember, Kevin Durant is the guy in the league that is looking for a ring. He's the guy that... He's been a top five player on the Herb since, like, 2009, maybe, 2010, maybe. So, this is going on the year 6 or 7, him being one of the best players in the world, and he hasn't won a ring, and he's getting that pressure. Now, his pressure has been different than LeBron's. So LeBron's pressure was a bit different, but he's still getting pressure. He's a guy that's going into his 10th year soon, and he has foot problems. And we know foot problems on seven-footers don't age well. So my thing with him, my biggest thing with him is he has to figure out the best situation for him right away because that time is ticking and there's no guarantees. You got to try to win a ring as soon as possible because nothing's guaranteed in this league. This league changes so quickly. The OKC situation, yes, financially it's probably the best situation, but I don't think it's ever going to work there. I just don't think it's ever going to. If it didn't work this year, everything that broke right for them this year, it was not going to work this year. I just don't think it's ever going to work. We'll see, though.
Jameson, let's move away from free agency talk. I know that Team USA, they are now assembled. I really like this team a lot. I'm really looking forward to watching this team, completely different than what we've seen in 2012, but I really like the makeup of this team. I know you're going to have a chance to interact with them in Vegas coming up here in just a few days. Your thoughts on Team USA?
Team USA is a very interesting mix. I actually like the team. I don't have a whole lot of problems with it. They'll be fine. Like, everyone's panicking over a lot of guys bowing out and whatnot. But, I mean, they still have an all-star team. You know, they still have a team that's a solid team that can beat anyone at any given time by 20. So they'll be fine. I mean, at the end of the day, they'll be okay. I'm not quite worried about them at all. They're going to be fine. They have first-world problems. All right? Their roster has first-world problems. Whenever you have a roster of Kevin Durant, Carmelo Anthony, Paul George, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Kyrie Irving, with those guys on your roster, you better win the gold and they'll be fine.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. Let's be honest. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers would win the gold medal. I think the Golden State Warriors would win the gold medal. And this team is deeper than either of those two front to back. That's the way I view Team USA. They'll easily win the gold medal. I don't see anyone. There's no reason anybody should compete with this team. No reason.
Oh, no doubt about it. At the end of the day, this team has a lot of max contract players or guys that are going to be getting the max soon. This team has multiple All-Stars and has a few potential Hall of Famers on it already. I think you can already say Kevin Durant, Carmelo Anthony are Hall of Fame guys already based off their resumes, what they've done this league. So you have guys like that and a lot of future guys that have Hall of Fame kind of, they're on the path, on the pace to make the Hall of Fame. So they're going to be fine. Like, I really don't see a problem with them. And, man, look here, man. DeMarcus Cousins is like your seventh best player on this team or fifth best player. Whenever he's not your top three best players, you're in really good shape. And DeMarcus Cousins is a guy that plays well internationally. So they're going to be fine. The one thing I don't agree with is the DeAndre Jordan addition to the team. I'm not a big DeAndre Jordan fan. I'm not big on his game. I understand that he's a big body and he's one of the best bigs in the league, but for the Olympics, I'm not a big fan of his fit. But man, look here, when you got the players they have, you'll be fine.
Bob, I agree 100%. Jamison, last question before I let you go. Go ahead and tell me the most intriguing storyline following free agency this year outside of Kevin Durant. What's the one storyline to follow?
Man, that's a good question, Jordan. That's a really good question. There's really not a whole lot out there. The one thing I would say is the curious case of Harrison Barnes, because we know this league is a wing league. You got to have a wing on the perimeter. You got to have multiple wings. You got to have a 2, 3, or even a 4 that can do some things on the wing. What's going to happen with him? Is he going to get the max, or did he price himself? Did he play himself out of the max? What's going to happen with him? That's my biggest case. That's my biggest concern, because right now with the cap going up and the way he played, I don't know what's going to happen. I think that to me is, because if he had a big game 7, no question about his value. But he stuck it up the last 3 games, and there's going to be teams out there with money to spend. Somebody's going to pay him. Who's going to pay him and what they're going to pay him? That's the biggest question.
Jamison Welsh, BelieveTheHypeNBA.com, and also the Triple Threat Podcast. Jamison, it's always great to get you on the show. Great insight as always, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
Not a problem, man. Thanks for always having me. Definitely appreciate it, and don't work too hard out there.
That's Jamison Welsh, BelieveTheHypeNBA.com. Great friend of the show, great friend of mine. Give him a follow on Twitter, TheJamison, @TheJamison. More NBA free agency talk, of course, coming up here in the next few days. We'll probably dip into it again tomorrow. Set the stage for Friday a little bit. More of that coming up. And we've got to pause for another quick commercial break. When we return, we'll put the final touches on this edition of Drive Time Sports.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Golden Eagles.
Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go.
There is nothing better than loading the family in the SUV and heading out on a family vacation. The memories, the fun, and the time spent together. But if the money's a little short this year, Desert View Federal Credit Union is here to help. Desert View has signature loans available to help your vacation dreams become a reality. It's as easy as talking to a loan officer. Call Desert View Federal Credit Union today, 687-2472.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
Being a sports fan can be painful. Whether you are participating in a sport or cheering on your favorite team, your chance of injury is higher. Local orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kelly Jensen and Dr. Scott Justison encourage all you sports fanatics to stretch properly before either participating in a sport, or if you're a passionate fan, you get a little too into the game. If you're injured, call 637-4800 for more information or to set up an appointment with either Dr. Jensen or Dr. Justison.
Thursday, June 30th at 7 p.m., the Price City Culture Connection is excited to welcome the dynamic duo Wes and Steve. Play many styles of music on guitars they built themselves, from the 70s and 80s rock to country. Their fun performance is sure to have you dancing and singing along. Food from Big Mo's will be available for purchase. See Wes and Steve this Thursday in the Price Peace Gardens. This free performance is brought to you courtesy of Price City, KOAL, KARB, KRPX, Castleview Hospital, Loveless Ash Waste and Water Logistics, Sutherland's, and USU Eastern.
Looking for some great entertainment? Find it right here in Price at the King Cole and Price Theaters. Checking out the latest movies is even easier. Just go to Price, theatre.com. See what's showing, at which theater, as well as regular and matinee times and prices. Stay local and support local businesses this weekend by having dinner at a local restaurant and catching a movie at one of the theaters in Price. You'll be supporting local businesses that support you. Great entertainment is just a click away at pricetheater.com. Check it out.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Golden Eagles.
All this talk about NBA free agency, and the NFL kind of falls and slips under the radar just a tad, because we're well past the NFL draft. We're a few weeks out from preseason football still. Not that far off, but still a little ways out. The Indianapolis Colts, they made sure today that their franchise quarterback is not going anywhere anytime soon. Jim Irsay tweeted a deal as they locked up Andrew Luck through the 2021 season. The NFL Network then later reporting that the deal will give Andrew Luck $75 million over the first 3 years of the deal and slightly less over the final two, meaning that he is the highest paid player in the NFL. He was set to make $16 million in his base salary in 2016. Now, according to ESPN, the six-year deal is going to pay him just north of $139 million, and $87 million of that is guaranteed. Both of those numbers are league records. And that's the thing with the NFL. You have to pay attention to guaranteed money. And the analogy, not even an analogy, the example that I always use is Darrelle Revis and his contact that he had with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where they gave him $90 million, but none of it was guaranteed. He played 1 year, and they let him go. Both NFL league records. $139 million contract, $87 million of that is guaranteed. Luck will receive a $32 million signing bonus and a $3 million roster bonus in 17. That was guaranteed at the signing as well. One thing is for certain, the Colts, they're taking care of their signal caller. By today's terms, by today's averages and the dollar amount that's spent in professional sports today, Indianapolis has a top four quarterback, top five quarterback in the league, and they're paying him very well so that he'll hang around. I think this is a good move by Jim Irsay, because remember all of the grief and all of the flack that he took for the comments about Peyton Manning. And we had Fran Tarkenton on the show when Irsay was making comments about it, and he said, if I was Andrew Luck, I would demand a trade. I would say, I'm not playing for Jim Irsay. Yeah, this guy just gave him $139 million, Fran. Let's let bygones be bygones a little bit here. Jim Irsay is taking care of his quarterback. Luck, though, needs to change the way he plays so he can live long enough to enjoy this contract. He rushed for 905 yards and 12 touchdowns during his first 3 years of his career. And because of that, he suffered a little bit of damage. 2014, he led the NFL. He had 40 touchdown passes. Finished third with 4,700 yards, but he takes a beating. The Colts went 11-5 in each of his first three seasons. I know it's a weak AFC South. I get that. But remember, this team was 2-14 in 2011. So Andrew Luck has had the winning pedigree. He's posted the NFL's sixth best total QBR in the fourth quarter, when pretty much quarterbacks have the greatest influence of their value. I don't mind the deal at all. I'm a big Andrew Luck guy. He's not going anywhere. He's staying put in Indianapolis for the foreseeable future. But now Andrew Luck has to change the way he plays. One of the things that I think it's overlooked as far as his game, he can run the ball very effectively. He's very quick. He's very big. But he absorbs a lot of punishment. And you can't say that Andrew Luck is soft. This guy plays through injuries. Congratulations to Andrew Luck. I think he earned it. And if you're a Colts fan, be happy. You got a franchise quarterback for the foreseeable future. We are out of time on the show today. Have to thank Coach Vando for taking out the time of his busy schedule to come in and give us, you know, the rundown of what's happening with the basketball team, and also talk a little bit about Rio. And also a big thank you to Jameson Welsh. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow, same time, same place. It's 4 to 5 right here on KOAL. Drive Time Sports. I'm Jordan Buscarini. Be safe. I'm out.
Your home for news, talk, sports in Eastern Utah.
750. I've been working with this old dude. He has to be in his 50s. He asked me one day why I was walking so funny. I told him that I've always had a bad back, but yesterday I must have pulled something. He stopped me and took me to the office to fill out an injury report. How crazy was that? Then he told me to go see the doctor and ask for a referral to Castleview Physical Therapy. I did what the old dude said. Castleview Physical Therapy helped me so that I don't walk funny. And now I can work without pain. I guess old dudes do rule. And so does Castleview Physical Therapy.
There are few things that are as smooth as a drive to the basket for 2 points.
Bailey breaks Lucondo's ankle, drives for two, foul and one.
Experience that same feeling off the court in your automobile with a trip to J&D Automotive in Castle Dell. J&D Auto is number one in parts and service. So if your car is running rough and you need a diagnosis, or if you're in need of one specific part to finish the job yourself, head to J&D Automotive in Castle Dell.
Hi, I'm Casey Quinn with Tatton and Meller Insurance. We all know the best game is a combination of the players, the X's and O's, and the end score. Your insurance also requires these same elements. The players, you and I, the X's and O's, your coverage, and the end score, your peace of mind. The playbook consists of many different options. As a trusted choice independent insurance agent, we have the options you need with multiple carriers to make sure your game is where you want and need it to be. Give me a call today, 435-637-1848.
Serving Eastern Utah for over 80 years. 103.9 FM, 750 AM, KOAL. Price.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Trying to reassure U.S. neighbors on immigration, President Obama in Ottawa for the North American Leaders Summit said anti-immigration sentiment, born out of fear and anger, has been exploited by demagogues in the past.
Politicians, some sincere and some entirely cynical.